making micromobility lanes safer. It's the goal behind a Coquitlam multi-use path project scheduled to begin this summer with a two-phase completion date for some time in 2024. The city said, in a news release, the Guilford Greenway Protected Micromobility Lane project is 60% funded by local partners, meaning crews can soon start making improvements for all users. Phase 1. Broken down, the multi-million-dollar upgrade includes $2.5 million from TransLink, via its municipal cost-share programs, and $500,000 from the BC government's Active Transportation Infrastructure Grant Initiative. The big difference for the 2.1 kilometers arterial stretch will be a series of concrete curbs separating the road from the painted bicycle lanes between from the Port Moody border to Johnson Street. Douglas McLeod, Coquitlam's transportation director, said this will protect users from close-passing vehicles. Providing protected micromobility lanes for cyclists and scooters in this busy corridor is important to improve the safety and level of comfort for users of all ages and abilities, he said. The improvements were identified in the city center area plan, and are in line with the best practices expected to be established in the update to the strategic transportation plan, currently in development. The curbs are set to be implemented by the fall. Phase 2. Then, in 2024, the Guilford Greenway project will see micromobility lanes from Johnson Street to Pine Tree Way moved off the road and onto the boulevard between the sidewalks and curbs. McLeod said the upgrade will ultimately connect existing multi-use pathways around Town Center Park. He noted a Phase 3 is also on the table to extend the micromobility lanes to Pipeline Road, where Guilford becomes Ozada Avenue. As a regular cyclist and e-bike rider, I'm always excited to see new infrastructure that supports micromobility in our community and, in this case, connecting with neighboring communities as well, said Coquitlam Mayor Richard Stewart. I'm grateful to the province and TransLink who provide much-needed funding to support these improvements, funding which allows us to stretch our municipal budget further. Micromobility modes of transportation have evolved, including skateboards and electronic versions of bikes and scooters. McLeod said Coquitlam has especially noticed an uptick of local residents using sustainable transports in the city center and Burquitlam neighborhoods as they've developed into transit-heavy areas in the last few years. Additional upgrades to the Guilford Greenway campaign include improved lighting, landscaping and wayfinding signs. For more information, as well as updates on the project, you can visit the City of Coquitlam's website.